Good morning, good people. It is 10th November 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Pope Saint Leo the Great. The readings are from Titus chapter 2 verses 1 to 8, 11 to 14, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 17 verse 7 to 10. Teaching with the personal integrity resonates the entire being of the one who emulates. Counsel devoid of an example is not inspiring. Living our life in integrity and truth is the best counsel we can ever give to anyone. Some of us are gifted with words alone, excellent orators without inspiring lives. Most of us are good in guiding others at times when it comes to face the situations and challenges in their own. They get perturbed and confused. We have volumes of advices to give others, whether they need it or not, without being faithful to the Lord, the people, and one's conscience. Preach the word of God, be prepared, whether the time is favorable or not, patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teachings. 2 Timothy chapter 4 2. Saint Paul urges Titus to guide others pastorally and integrally. As they eagerly waiting for the Lord to arrive, we are gently offered a reminder in every occasion and stage of life to be truthful, honest, pure, charitable, and merciful, and shunning all means the gossip and speaking ill of others. It is not enough to be the members of the church we belong. Let us involve ourselves to be the mentors to each other. The responsorial psalm praises, "The salvation of the just comes from the Lord." Psalm 37 verse 39. There is no need to stop doing good, whether we are noticed or appreciated by people. Let us never lag behind in our responsibilities entrusted to us. God has entrusted the riches of the heaven with us, the servants of the kingdom of God. And so our good deeds are to please and praise God, not seeking the approval of people around. Whatever the role we play, let us not just play safe, but with inspiring integrity and selflessly. We are worthy servants. We are worthless servants. We have done only what we have ought to have done. Luke chapter 17 verse 10. There is nothing to be proud about for being a servant of Christ. May the Lord help us to be generous in giving and doing the best of ourselves. The church and the Christ deserve the best always. Have a lovely day. God bless you.